Today, when you exit the military, they have classes about resume writing, about interviewing, things like that. But those are skills to get a job, not to own your own business. So VetFran exists to educate military veterans about the opportunity to own their own business through the vehicle of franchising.
Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I'm Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we have another guest joining us to talk about the franchise they lead, as well as they're going to talk to us about an organization that is dedicated to helping our veterans make the transition from active duty service to franchise ownership. And what a perfect day with today, this being released on Veterans Day, to talk about this amazing organization. But before we tell you that story, we have to tell you this one. Who is Fran Coach? Well, Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Okay, so that is a bit about us. Now let's, of course, get to the good stuff. And joining us today is Mr. Steve White. And Steve is the president and COO of one of our top franchise partners, and that is PuroClean. But Steve is also the chair of an amazing organization that we want to learn more about today called VetFran. And if that's not enough, he's also a retired Army captain. So who better to join us today on Veterans Day than Steve? So Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Tim, thanks for having me.
We are excited to talk to you. And just in the spirit of the day, thank you for your service. And you were in the Army for a long time, so thank you for that. We greatly appreciate it. And got a ton of questions. We got a lot to talk about. We got PuroClean, we got VetFran, but the heck with those, man. Let's start with good old Steve and give us a little scoop on you, and always like hearing how people got into the world of franchising.
Sure. Well, first, again, thanks for having me. It's an important day for me, you know, as having served in the Army, to recognize military veterans who serve worldwide. So it's a great day. I am born and raised in a small town in extreme upper Michigan on the shore of Lake Superior, far, far away, very far from where I live today. I live in South Florida today, some 1,800 miles south of my hometown. So it's a long way. And I was born into a wonderful family of blue collar, largely Italian immigrants, French Canadian immigrants, and great family, but not a family that could afford a college scholarship or a college education. And I got lucky. I got a scholarship from the United States Army. So I went to college on the Army's nickel, and I graduated. And on graduation day, I owed them the next 4 years of my life. And I went off and proudly served for six, and got out to start my business career. And less than 30 days after I took off the camouflage, I was putting on the red, white, and blue of Domino's Pizza. I had an offer for a position in their headquarters in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And that was almost 36 years ago. I've been in franchising that long. It does not seem like that. It seems like maybe 20 years that I've been in it. But I went from Domino's to the graphic arts world, a company called Allegra. Had a good long run there and left as one of the shareholders of that company at the end of my run. I thought I was retired, and was for a little over a year. And then out of the clear blue sky, got a call from PuroClean, who was looking for new leadership for their company. And So they wore me down and it got me to agree. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in again.
which is a great reference, because I always think franchising is a little bit like the mob minus probably the murder and extortion and stuff, right? Because once you're in, people don't really get out. They might kind of move around to different roles or different sides of the equation. But once you get into this world, it's tough to get out. So very cool. And I love the Domino's thing. That was, I don't know really the exact thing, but from my freshman and sophomore year in college, that was my job, was delivering pizzas. And I was 87, 88, somewhere in there. So mm-hmm. The local one by my house has pictures of old action shot, so to speak, of Domino's. And there's one clearly with the uniform that I wore that I always point out to my 8-year-old, and he gets a chuckle every time. He's like, "Dad, did you really wear that?" Yes, I really did.
Yes, we did.
And we're going to pretend like we thought it was cool. So very, very cool. So tell us a little bit, just maybe kind of give us a peek at PuroClean. We had about a month ago, one of our former clients, Alejandro Restrepo, on to join us right after he had gotten out of training and had just gotten launched with his PuroClean business out in Connecticut. So he was already doing work, which is fantastic. So I'm sure the most loyal of followers have a little clue of it from that. But give us a scoop on PuroClean, kind of what kind of services that start off with that PuroClean is providing for customers and out in the community.
Sure, we provide water, fire, mold, biohazard cleanup, and we do everyday occurrence kind of losses. So we're in that property restoration space, right? Water is all around us. It is constantly escaping its confines. When it does damage to your wood floors, to your walls, to something. And so does fire and mold. And until we come, or somebody like us comes to clean it up, either a family or a business cannot inhabit that space again. So our tagline is the paramedics of property damage. So if you hurt, injure your body, you call a paramedic and they come and take care of you. In our case, you can't bring your house to the ER, so we come to you. We're kind of the ER for your home or your office. A lot of people seem to think that our business is really tied to extreme weather events. It's really not. These everyday occurrences happen constantly. I tell people there's far more activity for PuroClean around the hose that goes into the back of your refrigerator to feed your ice maker when it breaks off than there is for any hurricane, right? Because those are millions of occurrences around us all the time, and they happen, and somebody's got to take care of them. That's what we do, and we do it every day. We do it in local markets every day, which makes our concept ideal for franchising.
And I think one of the things when we introduce somebody to franchises, and if one of them is PuroClean, even if they kind of, roll their eyes or something, like, oh, geez, that sounds, I mean, you're not winning the award for sexiest business on the planet, right, with PuroClean. Yeah. But if nothing else, they get in, they realize the statistics behind how often there are these losses. It's mind-boggling. It's billions and billions of dollars a year with this. And that's just the everyday, oh crap stuff that happens. So very, very cool.
To the people who are in it, after they're in it for a while, it is pretty sexy. And it's really interesting. My franchisees have a real mindset of community service. They see what they're doing as flying to the rescue of people who had bad things happen in their lives every day.
Yep.
And they become really, really service oriented. And we couldn't have been prouder of them, by the way, during COVID, when we saw so many pictures got sent to us of, at the end of a really long, challenging workday, here's a PuroClean crew at a local fire station doing pro bono cleaning of the fire engines and the ambulance, just as a way to serve their community. And that heart to serve is an amazing thing inside of PuroClean. And, I started joking recently that it looks like a dirty business because some of the stuff we clean up is sometimes pretty dirty, but there's a lot of clean money in this really dirty business.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned that. And I think from my experience with everybody we've had go through PureClean, even if they didn't move forward, they always have a great experience. And that culture really does shine through. And that transfers over to the veteran side of things for sure. But before we jump there, I want to take a moment. There's an enormous amount of support PureClean gives their owners. There's one thing I'm always really intrigued by. I've joked with some of your team in the past. I'm like, I want to come down one day just to see it. But the flood facility, which is one of what 28 or 29 of these things in the world, could maybe share a little bit about what that is for the folks listening.
Sure. We have our training center is right down the hall from my office. And we have a really nice classroom, world-class electronics for instruction and all that good stuff. And then you go through a door into what looks like a warehouse. And in there is a freestanding one bedroom, 1300 square foot home, split level. And it's our flood house. And as you said, it's one of a small number of certified flood houses in the United States. To be certified, everything has to work. Every faucet, every outlet, every appliance, every light, everything has to work. And we flood it all the time for every class. We will flood it tomorrow. So if you want to come on down tomorrow, Tim, you can come down, slosh away, slosh around in the wet carpeting. And, you know, it's now been flooded 117 times. And we've put close to 500,000 gallons of water through the house. In all that flooding, we've only cut the sheetrock, the drywall, one time and replaced it. And so it's proof positive that if we get to a job soon enough and we do our work soon enough and correctly, you don't have to tear everything out and replace it. We can take cupped wood floors and return them to flat. And we can take wet sheetrock and return it to dry. And so that's the kind of thing that we do in the flood house. And then next to it, we have a room that it just looks like a storage room from the outside. But when you go into it, it looks like a room in somebody's apartment. And we set fires in there, not an open flame fire, but a huge smoke producing fire. And then after the fire, we suck all the smoke out through air scrubbers that probably return it to the environment more clean than it was when we pulled it in. And then our new franchises go in there in full PPE, which America learned what that is last year, in full PPE, and they clean it all up and return it. And you can't smell any smoke once you go in there after they're done. So, you know, that's the training center, and we work it out. And we have a classroom full of brand new people that started today. Later this afternoon, my instructor will go in there, our director of training, and he'll turn on the faucets and he'll soak. He might be doing it right now, actually. Soaking that house down really good. And he'll let it sit there for a day and get all soupy and, you know, soak in everything and wick up through the sheetrock and soak into the carpet and the wood floors. And we'll go in there tomorrow and start cleaning it up and drying it down. That's what we do every day.
Well, if you see some random middle-aged bald dude show up there tomorrow, that's me. So don't kick me out. Let me take a look at that. So no, I think that's fantastic. And just the amount of support that is provided, but that is just like, that's second to none. So, so all super cool. But tell us a little bit about VetFran, which is something I'm guessing probably most people have not heard of or what that is. So, and especially today, give us a little scoop on what is VetFran?
Sure. So VetFran is simply short for Veterans in Franchising. It was an initiative. It's part of the International Franchise Association's nonprofit educational foundation. So VetFran's the nonprofit part. And this year it's celebrating its 30th anniversary. Was started 30 years ago by a group of franchisors who wanted to find a way to serve military veterans. And it's been going from that day to this. And the reason that it exists is because our military isn't very good at teaching people that they could potentially own their own business. In my day, it didn't do anything when you exited. Today, when you exit the military, they have classes about resume writing, about interviewing, things like that. But those are skills to get a job, not to own your own business. So VetFran exists to educate military veterans about the opportunity to own their own business through the vehicle of franchising. And it's VetFran.org is the principal landing spot. And it's got all kinds of resources for military veterans. And then franchisors who are members of VetFran and suppliers who are members of VetFran are listed there in a directory. And beyond understanding about franchising and things, the military veteran can even drill down and look at different franchise concepts. And if they're interested in one, there's a link to take them right into that franchise's website, and they can learn more about that specific brand. So it's all about the education for military veterans.
Which is outstanding, and because again, that's as you all know, that's a difficult transition out, and those are a lot of skill sets that you're learning while in the military that really are transferable to whether you're trying to get a job, but aren't always seen. So no different than people coming out of the corporate world sometimes that are tired of being underappreciated or not in control. This really gives somebody coming straight out of all of that military experience straight into owning a franchise, which I saw on the VetFran organization, which I thought was an interesting stat. Those veterans make up about 7% of the population, but account for 14% of all franchisees in America, which is fantastic. So what, obviously VetFran and people like you and franchises like PureClean that really understand that veteran experience and how it translates helps a ton, but why do veterans make such great franchise owners?
They do make great franchise owners, and we do love them. And I had one representing the PureClean brand recently on the VetFran panel at the Houston Franchise Expo, and he's a great example of it. You know, they're from the beginning of their military experience, veterans are taught about leadership. Right? There are not a lot of colleges in the world today that teach about leadership, but you learn it in the military units, how to build teams, how to take care of team members, how to set a great culture. They have great work ethic. They work hard. They work hard with the kind of the heart of a servant, if you will. And so they have great work ethic. They get a lot done. They're great team builders. And in the military, every branch of the military, whether you're flying the largest aircraft in the world or you're operating an individual rifle, there's a standard operating procedure for everything. And everyone in the military understands how to follow those standard operating procedures or SOPs. Well, in franchise world, that's just our guidelines. Those are our operating principles, right? And that's what we do every day. Best practices, standard operating procedures, military veterans follow them. So they follow a system. They understand how to follow a system for success. And that's what we want in franchising. Somebody that comes to it with leadership, with a great work ethic, the ability to build good teams, and the ability to follow our systems. And we just plug them in and they do really well.
People always ask, like, which is the best franchise to own if you want to be successful? And I always kind of like roll my eyes at that a little bit because, well, any of them, you can be successful in any of them. It has to be the right fit. But the number one thing a franchise looks for is just that. Can somebody follow a plan? You're no different than anybody else at PureClean. You're not asking somebody to have 20 years experience of property restoration. That's the easy part. You've got this magnificent training facility and all of the support, but it's, can somebody follow a plan? Are they going to work hard, have dedication, drive, determination, problem solving? Learning the industry is the easy part. And everything you just described right there from somebody coming out of the military is like, that's the picture perfect franchisee, right? So with all of those things that they're learning along the way. And then the other piece of it too, I think that's valuable for the veteran community is they're also likely, a veteran owner is also likely to find somebody that's transitioning out that maybe doesn't want to be the owner. They just want to be the worker and give some of their fellow military veterans that opportunity to have a great place to come work as well. Correct?
Absolutely. We love employing veterans in our business. And they're, again, you know, they go right into these tough situations. And, you know, they say, you hear a veteran say stuff like, you know, I was personally in the infantry. So, you know, we were on foot in the mud all the time, called ourselves grunts. And, you know, you look at a situation like this, some of the things that PureClean does, some days there can be a pretty dirty job, but a military veteran looks at it and says, yeah, it's kind of dirty, but you know what? At the end of the day, I'm going to go home. I'm going to sleep in a nice warm bed. I'm going to have a good meal. You know, I'm not going to sleep underneath a tank or an armored personnel carrier on the dirt in the woods, freezing cold tonight. You know,
right. And you're probably not getting shot at, right?
So we have a sense of perspective about it, and it seems like even the tough situations are not so tough to us.
Yeah, and again, if you have a proven plan like a franchise is going to give you, it gives you the peace of mind to know, like, if I just, again, standard operating procedures, if I just follow, do what I'm supposed to do, put forth the good effort, something good's going to happen. This really isn't going to be all that bad. And then again, I think that problem solving, making a difference in the community piece really, really factors in there a ton as well, right? So, this is all good. What, I guess, and appreciate you taking some time to come on and talk to us about PureClean for sure, but really with VetFran, is there anything else maybe that we've missed, whether it's PureClean or VetFran specific, that we've not discussed that you'd really want people to be aware of today?
Well, you know, with regard to VetFran, it's all at vetfran.org, and a lot of people don't know about that website. So we're always trying to get the word out there about that really excellent website and what a resource it is to people who are, whether it's a franchise person looking at possible VetFran membership, or it's a military veteran exploring franchise opportunities. There's just such a wealth of information on there. And we have seen an outrageous increase in traffic across that website and translating directly to brand specific websites for people to begin their investigation about different franchise concepts. So that's amazing. About PureClean, we're pretty straightforward. You know, we have a tremendous culture, really strong across our company, and we're experiencing outrageous growth right now. And we're so very grateful, right? We went through a period of challenge years and years ago, and we're now on this terrific run of growth, and yes, we're adding new units, but what we're seeing even more so is our average unit sales are growing at a rate faster than the number of franchises that we bring in the system to expand that way. So good growth, and we're just out there trying to serve our local communities all across the U.S. and Canada.
Well, and I don't think there's any surprise in the growth of not just franchise owners, but the average unit volume for your owners based on, frankly, the leadership PureClean has in place, some of the things you guys have from a training and support. And we definitely want to get you or somebody on your team back here soon to talk maybe more in depth on PureClean. But again, that's... Other thing we want to talk about today, again, vetfran.org. And again, if you are a veteran out there, again, number one, thank you for your service today. But check that out if you have any interest in possibly making that transition into owning a business. There's tons of great information there for sure. So, Steve, I can't thank you enough, man. I appreciate you coming on to talk to us today about PureClean and VetFran.
Happy to do it. I always love telling both of those stories about both things, you know, and I, I love my involvement in PuroClean every single day, and VetFriend is my passion project at IFA.
That's a darn fine one too. So Steve, thanks so much for coming on, and we hope maybe we can talk to you or somebody with PuroClean again here very soon, okay?
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks. And I cannot thank all of you enough for spending time with us again today. For all of our loyal podcast listeners, we hope the Franchising 101 series continues to provide insight into the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast so you never, ever miss an episode. Speaking of never missing anything, we've got a couple of reminders for you before we close out today. As you may know, every month we do a live webinar featuring one of our franchise partners. This month, the live webinar is going to be this coming Tuesday, the 16th at 2 Eastern. To register, you can message us on francoach.net. We'll get you officially registered for that if you'd like to attend live. But if you want to see the recording, but you can't make it Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we can send you the recording after it is done. So we want to make sure everybody knows that. For our podcasters out there, never fear. We always turn these webinars into a podcast, and that's going to drop next Thursday, which is the 18th. And then lastly, check us out online. Franchising101podcast.net is our main podcast site. Francoach.net, and of course, all over social media. We're somewhere out there to bug you, basically. And lastly, but not leastly, if you would like to learn more about becoming a franchise owner, then let's schedule a brief introductory call. Click the link in your podcast window, or again, find us at francoach.net. Send us a message. Let's get something booked. There's never any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.